October 21, 1934. How the characteristic and property of the divine will is spontaneity. How all that is beautiful, holy and great is contained in it. I am always on the way in the divine fiat. My little intelligence never stays still, it runs and runs always, so that I may be present, as much as it is possible for me, together with the race of the incessant acts that the divine will does for love of creatures. To think that it loves me always, nor does it ever cease loving me, and I am not running within its love, to love it back, no, I can't. I feel I would do wrong to it. Instead, I feel I am inside the maze of its love, and without any effort I love it and I want to investigate its love, to see how much more it loves me. And I remain surprised in seeing its immense seas of love, and then my love, just tiny little drops, and what's more, drawn by its own love. So, I am better off remaining inside its own sea, saying to it, your love is mine, therefore let us love each other with one single love. In this way I calm down, and the divine volition is content. It is necessary to take of its own, to be daring, otherwise one remains without giving anything, with a love so small that it dies on one's lips. But while my mind was pouring out nonsense, my sweet Jesus, my dear life, making his short little visit, in a way that it seemed he took delight in listening to me, told me, my little daughter, the love, the acts, the sacrifices that are spontaneous, with no strain, done by the creature for me, are so pleasing to me that in order to enjoy them more, I enclose them inside my heart. And my contentment is so great that I keep repeating, how beautiful they are. How sweet is her love. Ah, in them I find my divine way, my spontaneous pains, my love that loves constantly with no enforcing me or begging me to. You must know that one of the most beautiful characteristics that my divine will possesses by nature, as its legitimate property and virtue, is spontaneity. Everything is spontaneous in it. If it loves, if it operates, if with one single act it gives life and preserves everything, it makes no effort, nor does it let itself be begged by anyone. Its motto is, I want, hence I do. In fact, an effort implies a necessity, while we have no need of anything, or of anyone. Effort implies lack of power, while we are powerful by nature and all hang upon our power. In one instant we can do anything, and in another instant, if we want to, we can destroy everything. Effort says lack of love, while our love is such and so great as to seem incredible. Hence, we created everything without anyone asking us or saying anything to us. And in the very redemption, there was no law over me, no one could force me to suffer so much, even unto death, but my law was love and the operative virtue of my divine spontaneity. So much so, that the pains were formed in me first, I gave them life, and then, investing the creatures, they would give them back to me. And I, with that same spontaneous love with which I had given them life, so I received them. No one could touch me had I not wanted it so. So, all that is beautiful, good, holy, great, is in the operating in spontaneous ways. On the other hand, one who operates and loves in a forced way, loses what is best, and his works in love can be called, and indeed are, lifeless. And as a consequence they are subject to mutability, while spontaneity produces firmness and good. Now, my daughter, the sign that the soul lives in my divine will is her loving, operating and also suffering spontaneously. Strain does not exist. My will that keeps her with itself communicates to her its own spontaneity, so as to have her with itself, within its love that runs, inside its works that never cease. Otherwise it would be a bother for it to keep her inside its womb of light without the characteristic of its spontaneous way. Even more, the creature is all eyes to look at my divine fiat as she does not want to be left behind but wants to run together with it, to love with its love and to be present inside its works. in order to requite it and sing the praises of its power and creative magnificence. Therefore, run, run always, and let your soul, with no effort, plunge itself into my divine volition, so as to go through its ways together with it, loving ways, and filled with stratagems for love of creatures. Fiat.